I often talk about this idea that money is everywhere. Let me show you an example. Let's talk about it. You know, when I say money, I mean opportunity. You know, money. Opportunity is money, right? The reason you pursue opportunity ultimately is for money or money equivalent. But money is everywhere. And I've been doing recordings in one form or another. I do a weekly training call in my network marketing group. I do a newsletter. I've recorded CDs. Over the years, I've recorded. Now, it's never been my intent to try to be a Tony Robbins or produce these. It's more I'm talking to people who purchase my books or follow me, and it's just my two cents. I'm not trying to build myself as some public speaker or some, that's just not me. I'm just talking. I'm just sharing with you my journey to financial freedom. I haven't had a job since I was 28 years old. I'm 48 years old, and during that time, I've become a multimillionaire from living life in a certain way and from taking certain actions right out of the book, The Science of Getting Rich, thinking in a certain way, right? And then acting in a certain way. And that's what I'm trying to share. And along the way, I've had a lot of heartache and trouble and death and all that good stuff that everyone has in life. But ultimately, it's how we respond to those things, right? We can't control what happens to us, but we can control our response to it. And it's a struggle, man. Don't. A lot of times, you know, you hear people, or if you follow people or a guru or a teacher, they make it seem easy. Well, that's called talent. You know, Eddie Van Halen plays guitar, it looks effortless, but I assure you behind that is a lot of damn practice, right? So I always talk about this idea that money is everywhere, that it's all around you. You just have to reach out and touch it. You have to begin to, after this idea of you have to have ears to hear and eyes to see, meaning you have to be looking for the money flow, for the prosperity. So Monday morning, boom, I look at the screen, I'm waking up. First thing I always do, I check my phone, see if I made any dividends. I like that. It just motivates me. I don't care if it's $2. I love seeing a little notification on my phone that says dividend payment. I don't know why I like it so much, but it makes my day, makes me smile. So I grab my coffee and I turn on, I always watch Fox Business. Usually I'm listening to an audio book. This morning I've been going through Dan Loke's book, F You Money. I love this audio book. I hadn't listened to it in a while. I'm re-listening to it. Audio is the oldest form of human learning. And I don't read physical books much anymore. It's mostly audio books. And I look at the screen and the Dow's down 150 points while the S&P 500 is up. This doesn't happen often. So one of the larger components of the Dow something must have happened. Like I can just look at the screen, see the numbers, and I can tell you if something's happened. I do this all the time. I'll be in my office and basically I have a ticker screen going if I'm in my office where I can just look left on a computer. And it's flashing back and forth, a couple different charts. These are live charts. And it shows the price above. One is gold, one is oil, and the other is the Dow Jones. So I have these three things going. And then Treasury, what's called the TLTs, 20-year Treasury bond. Now, hang in with me. Why do I follow these? Because if one of these has a huge move, all of a sudden, something happened in the world. I find the flow of money around the world fascinating. See, when money comes out of stocks, it goes into something. They just don't pile it up at the bank, right? So if it comes out of one thing, it goes into another thing. If it comes out of bonds, it typically goes into, you know, whatever. And so you can see as these geopolitical things play out, and as the president says this, and as the Federal Reserve lowers and raises interest rates, you can begin to see the money flow. Now, I just like observing it. I'm not necessarily doing anything as this is happening. I'm just watching. I have money in all of these. So this could go up, that can go down, that's fine. But the Dow's down and the S&P's up. So I look, well, Boeing has had a second airplane crash. This is one of their brand new, I think it's a 767, something like that. And in a matter of just weeks, two of them have crashed, killing everyone aboard. This is bad for a company like that. And so the stock opened down over $50. Well, see, now it's got my interest. Why? Because I'm looking to make money. I'm looking to make money. Now, so what? Now it's on my radar. See, the stock instantly was revalued. Why? The market's taken into account potential lawsuits. All those dead people are going to start suing. Well, see, I'm not a dummy. So I go, huh, I bet they have insurance for such things. And sure enough, they do. Which means, yeah, it's a pain in the ass. Yeah, it's going to involve them in court for a long time and they're going to have to fix it. But listen, the company makes things that fly in the air. Sometimes those things that fly in the air fall out of the sky. That's just cost of doing business. And so they have insurance to cover such things. But in the meantime, it's going to cause issues and problems, and they're probably going to be called before Congress, and there's going to be, you know, all these lawsuits, and they're going to, you know, Boeing's going to blame this person, and these people are going to blame these people. Because listen, it takes a lot of people to build a major aircraft to take it to the market and get it put into commercial use. There's computer companies. What if it's the software on the plane and not the actual physical components? Well, Boeing uses subcontractors. And so we could go down this rabbit hole. Whose fault is it? And that's going to happen. Now, this is going to take time to play out. But see, I like to view myself as a little mini shark. So I'm just waiting for the opportunity. You know, I'm like a tree snake sitting up waiting for the perfect victim to just walk underneath. And then tree snake falls out of the tree. And so now I'm watching. Now it's on my chart. And I'll be patient. I don't need to rush in. See, this is a high-income skill that I've developed over the last 20 years. Now, it's not a perfect skill, and sometimes I get it wrong, but I'm going to wait. Now, here's what's going to happen because I've studied history. I don't need to panic. If I was a shareholder of Boeing right now, I wouldn't be panicking. I would study history. Here's what tends to happen in these instances. Now, I played out one of these. The last time I made this work was when BP oil spill here in Texas off the Gulf Coast. Massive oil spill. It involved, you know, four or five different large publicly traded companies. But BP set up perfect. Large cap company. They make lots of money. They have insurance. They had an accident. It wasn't on purpose. It's all going to get fixed. They have the money to fix it. The same scenario setting up here. Not as bad as the oil spill, but here's what's going to happen. If you're the CEO of Boeing, and you have any other problems, which every company has problems. Should I have problems? You have problems. Everyone has problems. So if you're running Boeing and there are any other problems, now's the time to bring them out. I mean, just throw logs on the fire. And that's what's going to happen. They're going to throw logs on the fire. Why? Because we get to take advantage of the problem and get out all the dirty laundry. Let's just get it all out now. And that's what's going to happen. It's what happens in divorce cases, right? Once the laundry airing starts, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so this is why you have to be patient. You can't just rush right in and buy, because these things take time to play out. And so the money flow will play out and money will come out. And the weak hands, the people who don't bother to see that Boeing has insurance, and the people who've never bothered to study history and see how these things play out, and then the impulsive, and the get-rich-quickers. All these people are going to be making decisions. Guy like me may watch and wait. Watch and wait. Now, here's the beautiful thing about this game. And this, I'm not recommending that you do this. I'm just sharing with you an illustrative purpose of how being attuned to the money flow, watching the news with the intent for prosperity, watching all the transactions going on around you, the things people are buying, the things people are doing, becoming in tune with the money flow. That this actually begins to bring prosperity to you because you begin to see things differently. And so when you get junk mail, you begin to look at your junk mail differently. This is a potential prospect. This person mailed something to me. I also happen to be in a program. I think my program is better. How could I introduce my program to them without insulting them? way I do it, I pull out my letterhead and I write a nice little note. Dear Karen, thank you for your mailing. I hope you're doing great. Here's a little book or booklet I wrote or have or love to read. I'd like to share a copy with you and might give you a few ideas. If you're ever looking to add another program or need some leads, let me know. And I sign it. And I send it to Karen. I will be the only person who sends Karen a gift this month. I can almost guarantee it. Karen will remember my name. See, opportunity just presented itself to me. But most people don't have eyes to see or ears to hear because they're so busy and so wrapped up in their own little life, they can't watch the money flow. And they're all concerned, boo-hoo, I don't have enough, and this is that, and I can't afford this, and I don't have $30, and I can't buy stamps. And they get so caught up in themselves, they can't see the prosperity all around us. Now, the Bible says we entertain angels unaware, meaning when God does answer prayers and when God sends you opportunities, you don't even see them because your mind is wrapped up in other things. Now, the beautiful thing about this Boeing story, one guy says, well, I don't have the kind of money to do that. You can do this with $20. Yeah, $20 is probably a little on the low end, but point being, a couple hundred bucks, a guy could play these games. Now, will a couple hundred bucks do much for you in your life? No. But repetition is the mother of skill, meaning you can begin to practice these. I recently had a friend who had a windfall of about $15,000, and he said, what should I do with it? And I said, listen, these windfalls don't come along a lot in life. What you do with it right now will determine where you'll be in 5 years. Meaning if you gave me your little windfall, I would double it. And then I'd double it again, and I would double it again. And he had a windfall of about 15 grand. And I said, you should use this as a chance to turn the 15 into 100. And he'd say, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, honestly, to be real though, the first thing I would do is I would wipe out any high interest debt. It's stupid to be investing when you're paying high interest. So knock out the car payment, knock out the credit cards, get debt free because your income is your most powerful wealth building tool. So get debt free because now we have options. Well, he didn't want to do that. That doesn't sound like fun. Okay, so we don't pay off the debt. And then I said to him, okay, you're wanting to take some risk with it. And he said, yeah. I said, cool. I'm invested in some funds that pay up to 20% interest and they pay monthly. Not a scam, completely legit. I use E-Trade. You purchase it. It's publicly traded right on the exchange. Put out by UPS Bank. Products are called E-Trax. E-Trax pay monthly dividends of over 1% a month. Now, these are high risk things. And he goes, wow, well, that seems really risky. And I said, now you just said you wanted to do something, to take a risk, to double up this money. I'm showing you a way. Well, that seems too risky. Long story short, here we are 18 months later, and what's happened is he's just spent it. Little here, little there, little there. Still got the car payment, still has the credit card debt, and he doesn't have the 20% fund that would have been paying him money every month. Why? Because he doesn't have eyes to see and ears to hear. He's not tuned into the money flow. He doesn't understand how many opportunities. See, I could tell you 500 ways to spend, invest, and otherwise use $15,000 to produce more money, produce more income. Not without risk. But in my opinion, the greatest risk of all is doing nothing. In my opinion, the greatest risk of all is doing what he did. Just letting it drip away. A little here and a little there with no mission, no home, no purpose. See, when the opportunity came, he didn't know what to do. The reason he didn't know what to do is he's never been practicing what to do. He's not in tune with the money flow. Because people think you have to have money in order to be in tune in the money flow. I see this in my business, in network marketing. People think you have to have a large downline or a large group in order to conduct yourself as a professional. It's the exact opposite. The exact opposite. See, you want to be
do,
and then you have. People get it backwards though, right? They want to do, then have, and then be. You know, soon as I make some money, I'll put it all back in. No, you won't. It just doesn't work like that. You have to first do, or first be, I mean. Meaning, be what it is you're trying to be, and then take the actions of a person who is that person. See, so if I'm an opportunity seeker, what am I doing? Seeking opportunity. I'm seeking opportunity. And I have to begin to open my eyes, because sometimes we entertain angels unaware, meaning it doesn't come the way you wanted it to. It won't be dressed and wrapped the way you were hoping it was. It may not be perfectly obvious to you at the beginning, but I assure you, opportunity is all around you. You're just driving around money. There's just money everywhere. People are holding $1,000 phones in their hands. They're driving car. The phones cost thousands. The cars have car payments. They're taking the cars and pumping it with gas. All of these things present opportunities to people. But most people don't see those opportunities. Every piece of junk mail I get, I database the user. I send them a nice note and I send them a little gift. Guess what I'm going to do in a couple more weeks? Guess what I do in a couple weeks? I mail to them again. Why? Because that's a high income skill. A couple episodes ago, I'm talking about you have to develop high income skills, not a high income job, a high income skill. Do I need to be a doctor to follow up with people? Do I need to have an engineering degree from MIT to send a nice note to someone? And yet that process, that concept of being, I'm literally handed a prospect. This is a person who's actively involved in the opportunity market. They're actively mailing. See, here's the thing. That person is not going to join me the first time I write to them. That's why I don't ask them to. When I first communicate with this person, I'm doing what's called branding. I'm just making them aware of myself. Matter of fact, I'm going to really stand out by sending them some little gift. I used to send lottery tickets, the scratch-offs, till I found out that was illegal. Because people go, hey, is this real? And then they would scratch it. I would literally take a complete stranger, mail something to them. Now they take action. They take a penny out and they start scratching off the... And what if they won? You don't think they would join me then? And so, but I stopped doing this scratch off because it's illegal actually to send them out of state lines, but cross state lines. I didn't know that. I'd been doing that for years. It worked really well. But you could buy books on Amazon for, I mean, nothing. You could find some booklet you like and I mean, I sell one called The Revolution Has Begun. It's 50 cents or something. And I use these booklets as gifts, as tools. I've had my own little, you know those little notebooks, the little tiny ones with a little spiral and you can keep notes in it? I made my own up. Dark cover, has my company logo, has a cool little quote, and has my 866 number. I give them away as gifts. Why? So I order 300 of them. Cost me $150. Now every time someone writes to me, tries to pitch me their opportunity, I send them back a nice note and say, hey, thanks for sending it. I'm pretty committed to one I'm involved in now. It's working really well. If you ever need any help or need anything, let me know. I've been in the business for a lot of years. Be happy to advise you for free. And I send it to them. And they get a little gift. And then in 2 weeks, I send it another little note. And then I put them on my drip campaign. I start dripping out postcards related to my opportunity. Same postcard. Every couple weeks, once a month, I bang this list. But here's the thing. This list grows every day. I'm constantly being prospected by other people. I send them a gift. I put them on my list. Send them a gift. I put them on my list. This happens 5 to 10 times a week. So this list grows by 30, 40 people a month. At the end of the month, what am I going to do? I'm going to mail all those people a postcard. What does that cost me? $8, $9. You don't have money because you don't invest time and money, period. People don't have money because they don't invest time and money. You don't need to be an MIT graduate to follow this process, to develop a high income skill, the act of simply following up with prospects. You know how many realtors I talk to? You know how many of them follow up with me? One. I own more than a dozen houses in my town. I am active in the landlord business, pay a lot of property taxes. One realtor follows up with me consistently. One. You know why the others don't? Because they're stupid and they don't have high income skills. They're just average people doing average, below average work. Why? Because they're not developing high income skills. Why? Because high income skills don't pay you immediately. They pay over time. Over time. So this list of people that I'm working grows and grows and grows. And when it comes back, bad address, I remove it from the list. I keep this list clean. What happens when this list gets to 1,000 people? As I continue to do this for a year, year and a half. Could I not bundle that up and sell it? Could I not sell it as a list of X network marketers, a hot opportunity? Yeah. So through my prospecting, I've now created a product. And I could go into the marketplace and sell this list of people. Why? Because you know what? Average people aren't going to sit and take the time to do this. They're not going to database it. They're not going to consistently follow up. They're not going to do this because they don't have high income skills. They work, they want to get paid. They don't understand profits. Now I have a product. So after doing this for about a year, year and a half, I have this list. It's grown to 500,000, 2,000, whatever. I can now sell this list to other people who mail in the mail. I could literally sell the list to the people on the list. Let that sink in. So then I create a flyer with a cover letter. Oh, and I put my program in there. Don't mistake it. And I mail to all 1,000 people on the list and I say, hey, this is your friend Gerald. Remember, I sent everyone on this list a gift. Remember, I've been following up with everyone on this list for what? Years, months, however long. And I send them a thing and I said, hey, we've communicated in the past. I found something new. I did this one year to test my list to see how powerful my list was. I got this thing and it was $20 to join. Everyone you referred, you got $10. But here was the beautiful thing. Everyone they referred, you got $5. So basically a two-level affiliate program, and the product cost, I want to say it was like $40. Now most people aren't going to waste their time with this. I take my list. I sit down and type up a cover letter. Again, a high income skill that I've learned over time through practice, not in college. Self-taught, buying books, reading, mostly studying other junk mail. The ones that made me want to do something, that's good marketing. I learned how to write it, use their words. Some of them I even copied. Now, I talk about this in my book, The 24-Hour Cash Machine, how I literally copied myself the wealth. Meaning I just went into the marketplace, I found people who were doing it, I copied them, and I began to do it myself. It's called modeling, stealing, whatever you want to call it. And I changed a few words just enough to make it mine. The difference is I do it consistently. Repetition is the mother of skill, not once. I'm literally trying to develop my own high-income skills, not a high-income job. I want to have skills. I want to be the kind of person who has the ability with himself to develop high income. Watching Boeing on television, because I follow business and business news, that opportunity presented itself to me. And the BP oil spill, same thing. I let it play out. Took me months. Then I came in, I bought 10, 15 shares. It continued to go down. I bought 10, 15 shares. And over the period of a year, like the tree snake waiting for a victim, I waited for the bottom. And you can tell with a little bit of experience why. Because I've developed a high income skill over time. I didn't learn this in college. My dad didn't teach me this. I didn't learn this on Instagram. Through books, study, self-education, YouTube. Like I learned this on my own because I have eyes to see and ears to hear. And I just watched. And when it was low enough, And I realized it was now trading below the cost of the company, meaning if you sold the company, you'd get more money than what it was trading at. That's your signal. That's your cue. And so I push in $5,000. About a year and a half later, I closed that deal out, made myself about $30,000. It took 2.5 years. But understand, it just took a minute a day, like no time. I'm also doing these other things. I'm in the money flow. 95% of the people who just heard what I said cannot get their mind around that. That you could do that. That you could do that while you're doing whatever it is you're doing right now. You could be in tune to the financial world. You could be in tune with the opportunity world. And so every day I recruit people who tell me the same story. I joined a lot of programs. I never made any money. And now they're joining mine. And I say to them, listen, take the first few months and internalize the process. Why do I want them to internalize it? Because I believe that what you think about comes about and what you focus on grows. Meaning if you can't think through the program you're in, if you don't understand the pay plan, if you don't get the products, if you don't understand the process of how to recruit, train, build people, like if you can't get your brain around that, it is impossible for it to build. Because what you think about comes about and what you focus on grows. And you're obviously not thinking about it and you're obviously not focused on it if you can't explain it. Right? And so you're just pushing away opportunity. You're just pushing it away. So back to my list. This list had gotten to be like a, I don't know, 1,000-something people. And I was promoting for a company called Liberty HealthNet. It's a vitamin product. And I had a very simple mail system. And I would send people the gift, like I said. I would then bang them a postcard once a month, once every couple weeks. And then I saw this little program come out. And it was kind of cool. It was $40. You got a book and some leads. But everyone you referred, you got $10. And then everyone they referred, they had to give you, now this may sound crazy, they give you their first and third sale. It's called an Australian two-up. It was popular in the 80s and 90s in network marketing. Meaning anyone that you refer, so if I referred you, I wouldn't get a commission on you if you were my first referral. My sponsor would get the commission on you. Now the second person I would get, and then the third person would go to my sponsor. He didn't do anything. It creates a multi-level effect without having multi-levels. And so from then on, everyone else is frontline to you. So only your first and third sale goes to your sponsor. It gives the, now think about it. You go out and sponsor 10 people. All 10 people owe you their first sale. Oh, and those people, your first sale. And those, it can be enormous, right? So what do? I mailed this program that I got in the mail. I joined it like everybody else. Boom, boom, boom. And I mailed to this list that I've been developing. The prospect list that comes to me every single day, just like you get, but you actually don't do anything with it. I was doing something with it. Now, maybe you do. And if you do, my hat's off to you. My experience, most people don't. Because it looks like work. Looks like work. Most people want a scheme. They don't want work. They don't see the joy in the work. See, one of my superpowers is the joy of the work. I like running ads. I literally get off on like ad copy. Like if I write something and mail it and you send me money, greatest feeling in the world. Never wanted a job once I did that. When I successfully pulled that off where I wrote something, people sent me money, the days of me having a job were over. Here's the thing. I spent $100 to make $2. And I knew then all I gotta do is figure out how to make the $2 $200. Spend $100, make $200. That's it. I had proved the process. See, if you get a $3 check, you've proven the process. Now you just got to figure out how to make it a $3,000 check, right? And so I began to mail this program into that list. And I dropped 1,000 of them. My response rate was enormous. It was like 8%. I couldn't believe it. It was enormous. Now, one thing is, it was a very low-cost opportunity. The other thing, all 1,100 people on the list were active people who actively mail these type of programs, right? It's literally like showing houses to people who are looking to buy a house. Like, that's what you do. You target a specific market. I took the opportunity to the exact people it was created for, and I showed it to a lot of them. Boom, just like that. But prior to showing it to them, I had branded myself to them. I now had a reputation of being a person of consistency. I had mailed into them over and over and over and over. And one thing they knew about me, that I was, see what I'm saying? I had built a little bit of trust. I had built a track record. That mailing made me $24,000 over the next 12 months. Because over 80 people signed up. Now, I only got $10 per person. So that's $800. Well, the mailing cost me about $800. But all 80 owed me their first sale and their third sale. And those people, and those people, and those people. And for over the next 2 years, I collected about $24,000 or $25,000. Isn't that beautiful? Why? Because I see the opportunity. It's all around me. It's all around you. In every field, in every business, and everywhere, wherever you are, there's opportunity. But you have to have eyes to see it, and ears to hear it, and it takes time. And you have to be patient. You have to get in tune with it. Science of Getting Rich says that a thought held in formless substance will produce physical, tangible product. Hold those thoughts.